Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCEC members' call on the 27th of April 2018 at 1300 UTC. On the call today, we have Adisa Volotife, Amir Kayum, Antonella Perini, Aiden Ferdelin, Claudio Lucina, Elsa Saade, Farrell Foley, Fazani Badi, Manuela Peralta, Michael Karanikolas, Nick Chori, N.V. Shatsari, Olga Kirilik, Roxanne John, Tomslin Sami Nla, Zhao Heng, Ziam Abdin, Renata Aquino Ribeiro, and from staff we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Renata.
I'm muted, finally. Yeah, Renata back here. Thanks, Farzana and Aiden, for being with us, our NCSG chair and our NCSG GNSO counselor, and Pharrell, our PCNCSG rep. So as I mentioned, this call, you can open it for anyone you like. This is also a good call for the folks who are planning to be NCSG members or who are considering getting to know a little bit more about us. And I see Adisa here, my colleague from Mozilla Open Leaders. So good to see you. And, well, moving on to policy course. And I'm going to ask you to do a quick roundup of the attendance of this course. So if you have done policy course and would like to present yourself now, tell us a little bit about what you thought about this experience.
Let me put my mic near. I think this way is better now. So, yeah, anyone wants to jump in and talk about policy course and who they are and so on? Claudia, go on.
Right. I think I'm muting myself here. Can everybody listen? All right. So good morning, everyone. I hope you're listening to me. Yes, Renata, I was one of the participants of the policy course. Once again, I would like to thank you, Farzani, for having had the initiative in the first place, and then the continuing chair and team of NCC for putting this forward. It was a very, I think Jim talked about it in the wrap-up again, and we did talk about it in San Juan, that this is a very interesting opportunity for us to get, and a very important opportunity, I would say, for us to get used to the makings and to the procedures of getting started to write comments and to contribute in public policy. The from the size to the format to the amount of interaction to the kind of control a pen holder should have, I think this is all very important information. In the end, I don't know if everyone from the call was on the policy course, but at the end of the course, we ended up with a sort of a template, which is a useful tool for us to start. But as Rafiq also reminded us in the last call, it's not a one size fits it all solution. It does help because it makes us follow guides on what we're supposed to reach, what we're supposed to approach when we're writing comments. After the policy course and before the wrap-up, I had an opportunity of engaging in my first contribution of my first more significant, let's say, contribution of this kind, drafting a couple of answers for the fellowship program with you. And I already could notice that this template was not useful for everything, because we had a questionnaire instead of a real public, a full public comment. But still, it was a very useful tool. I think it helped me a lot. The experience is very intense. It was my first time, like, holding the pen and getting input from everyone and trying to find the text that would accommodate pretty much everyone's needs, and I'm pretty sure that if it hadn't been for the policy course and for the general guidance and orientation, it would be much more difficult, if possible, for me to do it.
Thanks, Claudio. That was a very good
solution.
We really need to know. How do you feel about our projects? How do you
learn from them?
And indeed having the policy course template was a very interesting step following the policy course in item 61. I believe many policy course alumni had the chance to participate in comments and other opportunities. Is the echo better now? Hi, Sasha. And thank you, Stephanie, our NCSG GNSO Council representative, for joining us. And I would like to hear more from policy course attendees. Can anyone more share their experience about the policy course? So we had Claudio, Varsha, Caleb, who else? Elsa, Pharrell. Anyone would like to raise their hand? Farzani. Go ahead, Farzani.
Thank you, Renata. I don't know if this is working. This is my first time talking on WebEx. So basically, the goal of the policy writing for NCUC was that it kind of set a stepping stone for how we can get engaged with writing public comments and making members feel more comfortable and confident with holding the pen. So what would be the acceptable structure, what would be the tone, and everything that Jim covered very well during the training. But also, the other goal is that this kind of, like, this gives NCUC the image of the designer of a digital writing policy course, digital writing policy course. So it kind of has to be exemplary, and we should show its success to the rest of the community at ICANN. How has it succeeded? How our members are engaged, because not just directly because of the course, but because they've have heard about the course, so that the rest of the community understands the benefit of this, so that it won't be just a one-off. And I encourage the new members to go to the website of NCUC. We will also put it on NCSG wiki page, to go there and look and watch the presentations. They are very, very interesting. And also, I think that recording of the course itself is public. And And the other thing, just not to talk too much, we could also go to I Can Learn and tell them, hey, we have these materials. Why don't you put it on your platform? Or why don't you create something, well, of course, from your own budget because you don't have money, but create something out of this course for the rest of the community. So this will raise the profile of NCUC as a constituency that showed its members how to get engaged. And it will be like an example course. Thanks.
Thank you, Farzi. These are great ideas. I think it's about sharing the knowledge and learning from each other as well. So that was a fantastic experience in that sense. Luis, would you like to share your views on how the course went?
Hi, of course. Can you all hear me? Sorry, I'm connecting through my mobile, so I don't know if the sound
yes.
is good. But
perfectly.
Anyhow, yeah, great. So yeah, just a couple of words on the policy course. I already told Jim and the team and Renata, and I keep stressing that because I think the course in itself was really good. And I'd like to point out a more subjective aspect of it is building confidence for people to actually write, especially those that do not speak English as their first language. I think the policy course was really well in terms of inclusion and actually the chores. And one of the things that made me personally very happy with the course, and aside from my personal experience of thinking that it was very well structured, Jim gave us really good exercises so we can actually do it as we went. And just taking the time to do that and have a course where you have to go over the comments and go over the criteria they used to write that comment and what is the research that you had to do that comment. So I think considering all these factors gives us a more tangible idea of what it entails to write a comment. And on the other hand, the subjective aspect that I would like to raise again is just like the confidence of just being there and being able to do that and being able to communicate. And I think one of the things that we have been seeing is the teams have been building up to write comments and a different pool of people writing comments. I think that is very healthy, and I think that has been really great to see in the post policy course. And another aspect that, just to finalize so we don't take a lot of time, is what I thought was really interesting is that there were a lot of people interacting online while we were doing the course, and they could do it and follow it through. And a lot of people stayed the whole day with us. And I know it's a challenge because we have our own lives to do, but I think that was really nice of having a course online, but it's completely open. So I would definitely think that the I Can Learn idea is probably an interesting next step. But nonetheless, I hope that we're having the policy course in this day. It can be remote, but just having a day where we plan ourselves to do that in a more effective way. But I truly support also the idea of translating that so I can learn. Thanks.
You broke up a bit in the end, but I'm just gonna. I'm really great insights. We have Elsa now and Varsha, and thanks, Cassie, for congratulating the group. And I will segue into also NCSG course. So we have another training experience. I hope we have as great feedback as we're having now and that we get ready to this training experience upcoming, which is NCSG course. So I will ask the following participants, Elsa and Varsha, to also give their thoughts on expectations training in the future. which were a bit sad before by Claudio and Luis too. So Elsa, can we hear you?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go on.
Great. I would just like to echo what Farzi and Luis said. Very, very good points. And I'd like to add the fact that after that policy course, I saw many of the names who were in the policy course heading several public comments as well, like being pen holders and just being more engaged in just commenting on public comments, suggesting edits, being more proactive. So I feel like this is one of the main elements that show us how the policy course was effective and how it was successful. And I'm really looking forward to see how the NCSG course is going to be dealt with and how it's going to be developed, because I feel like it's going to feed into whatever the NTUC policy course was and take it forward, especially if we actually apply the idea that Farzi just mentioned about I can learn. So I just wanted to add that small pinch of salt there. Thanks.
Fantastic, Elsa. This is great news. We also need, with any project that we invest on, we need metrics. So we need people to be involved in things so we can say, hey, we did this here, we did this there. And trying is the first step. It doesn't matter if you cannot hold public comment at once and join teams, and that really works. So, Chuck, can we hear from you? Varsha, you need to unmute your mic or connect your audio on the Quick Start. The tab Quick Start says connect via computer. And then you can connect your audio. I'm going to go ahead and keep inviting people, you guys, to join our call. This is an open call. Mute your mics when not speaking. Since we get a bit of noise when all the mics are open at the same time. And you can also call in. Okay, so we have another training experience, which is really nice and gave me an amazing insight in collaboration. And this is very much structured and a lot of help and a lot of thoughts with Marian Bakoshi, our I Can Support staff. Thank you, Marian, for all your great work. And for anybody, our former NCSG chair, the Buddy Pilot Program. So we had a first round with people collaborating into showing the way to each other on NCUC. And Varsha, as soon as you can connect your audio, just jump in anytime. Don't worry. And anyone else who wants to talk, just raise your hand. And mute your mic when not speaking. Okay. So, NCC Buddy Pilot Program. Wow, I was really happy. Oh, Joan, I see Joan, your hand is up. Tell us, Joan, what do you think about all these programs and NCC?
Thank you so much, Renata. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
My question is, I've just joined NCUC, whereby I didn't even attend the policy course because I had not yet been added to the group. What happened? What are the possibilities of me attending these policy courses?
Thank you, John. Hi, sorry, took a little to unmute as well. Thank you, John, for this question. You are in. When you are in NCC, all our work is open, our list archives are open. So the Buddy Pilot Program is a program that helps newcomers ask any question or work with in a working group with a colleague or in a public comment. So this pilot program had a first round of the last newcomers, and we're having now a second round of the newcomers who haven't received anything about it yet. So we'll share more about it soon. And I think that the most important thing you have to have in mind is that NCC is about integrating civil society in DNS policy in ICANN. So we will always have educational experiences that you can have. So do always count on us, on Chair or on EC or Marion, to give you hints about it. And thank you so much for being so interested. You're a newcomer and already brings a lot of energy. Really like it. I see Michael on the queue. Michael?
Hi, Michael Karanikos for the record. Just on the subject of the Buddy Pilot program and what happened. So just to share my experience, I was assigned three different buddies, and I wrote to all three of them, and only one of them wrote back and wanted to actually follow up, which is, you know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, people drop in and out. But the one thing that I do want to mention in terms of considerations for going forward, I think it would be good if people were paired up in a way that better reflected their interests and engagement areas. So, you know, I ended up chatting to my buddy. I think he's on this call, but I'm not gonna. I won't say his name to protect his identity. But we had a nice chat. But it turned out that his areas of engagement were not really the areas of engagement where I was really, those were my areas of expertise, I guess. And so it would have been good if we had more of a thematic overlap in our interests, because that probably would have made for a better conversation. I could have probably been more interesting to that person, and I could have been also of more use. So that's just one idea going forward. Thanks.
Ooh, mystery buddy. Mystery buddy came forward. That was Tomslin. Aha. So we have our first buddy and newcomer testimony right here. Tomslin, would you like to share a bit of your view on it? And I see Varsha's comment here. I'm going to read it for those who are in audio bridge. It was the view that the objective of the course laid a foundation to laying down a logical structure in developing policies. It would be beneficial to practice more. I agree with ascertaining interest level of members, which would enable greater participation. That's great, Varsha. That's fantastic. Structure is difficult for a lot of people, myself included. So we have Farzane on queue, and Tomslin, if you would like to share, now that you came as mystery buddy right after Farzane, that would be great. Farzane?
Yeah, thank you, Renata. Farzane speaking for the record. I volunteered to be part of this program, and I have two buddies, and they are fortunately very responsive, and both of them responded. We had a little bit of difficulty because we are all busy to schedule a meeting, but I had my first meeting with one of them yesterday. It was a great meeting. It was so I don't know about this protecting identity, so I'm just not going to say his name, but I was actually very informed about the work of insurance governance institutions, showed a lot of interest in a couple of aspects that I am actually involved with. So what I'm going to do is to see if I can get engaged with writing a public comment. I'm going to annotate the public the document that we need to write a public comment on, and I'm going to send it to him, and then we are going to work together to see if we can come up with a draft of this public comment, and then, of course, all this is going to be shared on the list. And so this is one approach I've taken, and then there are other interests that he had, like the rights protection mechanism. I'm not very active in that group, but I'm going to put you in touch with people who are. I find it for myself even very gratifying and useful. The thing is that the problem with this and sometimes the challenge is the responsiveness. I did not face that challenge. They were both very responsive. But if members want to be active, if they want to be engaged, then they need to really join these programs that NCDC provides for them. Otherwise, if you just inactive and just want to know what is going on, that's not going to help with anything. So I do suggest that people get engaged with these programs, but also maybe we can publicize it to the NCUC members who are fellows for the following meetings. That would be one way of encouraging them, because fellows have been they have been saying that they want to get engaged. So if they want to get engaged, they can also join buddy program, and we can mentor them. Thank you.
Can I speak, Renata?
Thanks, Farzana. That was great. Who else is on queue? Anyone else in queue?
That was me, right? Tom Flynn.
All right, Tom Flynn, mystery, secret agent, man, go on.
I was the mentee for Michael, and it was an interesting conversation we had and chat, the thing is, listen, when this program started, at the time I was still trying to figure out what NCUC was about, right? And it was awesome that the program was there. And then by the time we started, I had already taken a step further and done a lot of research and reading and kind of figured out a couple of things before we started. So I had already begun contributing a little bit. So when we did meet, we were talking about the areas where we were each interested in contributing, and we found that I was more interested in areas that he wasn't, and I did though I am still interested in the areas he is, and I promised to go back to him. But again, it was really nice to have the chat with someone that is heavily involved, and it did encourage me to, yeah.
Thank you so much, Thompson. Well, wow, that was fantastic. So we could see both sides, how the body could guide the mentee and how the mentee felt through the experience of being guided. And you made a promise to ask more questions to Michael and ask more information. So Michael will collect. Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
and so... Tatsu just entered now. He's our FC MTC rep. I guess that was a mic open. Make sure you mute our mics so not speaking. And yes, we're half on our call. So now ICANN mentees and their plans. We just had announced yesterday we have two new mentees, Benjamin and Antonella. Anyone would like to speak to their plans on ICANN 62? Who wants to go first? Ben, Antonella, do you have audio?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so good afternoon. It's afternoon here. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for EC and then the entire NCUC members for this second opportunity to represent them and to also try to be more engaged in NCUC policy development process, participations, and all of that. So off my head, because I just ran back to the office and I'm trying to quickly get my computer on and to look at what I have planned for. But one of the things I hope to do in this in ICANN 62 is I want to really be active in NCUC engagement, outreach engagement programs. And that means I would work with whoever is mentoring me to ensure that I have strong foothold in introducing NCUC to new members. And, you know, one of the things I believe in, the best way of learning is by teaching others or explaining what you are still struggling with others. And as I get more comfortable with other areas of NCUC PDP process, which is, for instance, I've been participating in the new GNSO, RDS, WIS, PDP working group, I hope to have some of those issues clearly stated out as it pertains to what NCU's views are. So first of all, to bring some of the conversations that I've been having in that working group to NCUC members and have them share more. I know that Stephanie has been very active in that area too. So if I know who my mentor is, if I get him, and we can have a strategy towards that. The other areas will also be, I'm also getting interested in RPM. And then for me, it's also important that as an NCUC member from Africa to see what we can bite off out of that auction proceed if that conversation is still on. So all of this, my work would be how to simplify this conversation for the general audience of the NCUC in order to get more participation from our newcomers. So clear action plans would be to have like a step down, either webinar or sessions, and then try to write more interesting blog to disseminate whatever I learned. But I hope to have a better interaction with my mentor and to see how we can how I can engage more either in the main sessions or on the sidewalks. That's what is off my head right now. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben. I want to apologize. Someone said that they can hear cats on the background. Yes, my house is full of cats. But they will shut up, I promise. And we are in the half of our call. So Ben mentioned something really interesting. Who's going to be Ben's mentor? Well, we have change a little bit the program because we have a training experience on ICON 62. So you guys are going to have mentors on site. So you can count on our NCSG counselors who are here to ask questions to our leadership team. And we will talk soon to discuss topics that you can present on your NCC mentees presentation. So, Antonella, would you like to share your expectation, your experience?
Sure. Antonella here. Good morning, everyone. Well, first of all, thanks again for the opportunity. I will do my best to take advantage of the learning process and give that back to the constituency. Well, a little bit about my objectives or my goals. After taking my first steps at ICANN on March last year, I've been following the diversity subgroup, and now my main goal is to follow discussions at a more constant pace and gain sufficient background and, more importantly, self-confidence to participate more actively. And I'm particularly interested in learning about policy development, and for that, I thought that enrolling at a PDP working group would be ideal so that I can understand firsthand more about how the process works and, of course, volunteer at such a group. And for that also, joining the NCSG policy course would be very accurate. A little bit about my background. I've studied international relations, and now I'm working at an NGO in the area of political innovation, that is to say, for instance, and among other things, the use of digital technologies and the internet for public engagement and online political participation. So having said that, my main areas of interest within ICANN are freedom of expression and other political impacts that domain names may have. So I know we'll discuss later on this call about the available working groups, so that will give me a broader view of my options. And maybe you colleagues think that there might be an accurate place for me to address those interests I've mentioned and where I can offer the most. So I'm open to that feedback. I've been reading about ongoing working groups, and I found that the new GTLD subsequent procedures PDP is very appealing. More specifically, the work track 5, which addresses geographic names. But as I've said before, I'm open to feedback and maybe finding out collectively where my interests fit the best and taking into account ongoing working groups. Thank you.
Thanks, Antonella. That was very helpful. And indeed, it helps a lot to know what you're interested in so that we can help you find. Charlotte, I think it's your mic that keeps unmuting. So please unmute your mic when not speaking. So yes, thank you, Antonella, for this background. And there are many references I would like to give you. There is an interesting contribution here from Stephanie on the privacy debates. You can definitely count on Stephanie and on accountability. Thanks, Stephanie, for volunteering to mentor folks so folks can reach out for also budget and management and accountability. When you talk about accountability of the organization, so that was the work stream too, where diversity was. That also means managing what the organization invests on. Should the organization invest on diversity, for instance? Stephanie, if you would like to jump in and tell a little bit more where the privacy debates are. This is a big one, guys. This is a big one in DNS policy right now, which is everyone must have heard of those four little letters, GDPR. So, yeah, Stephanie can also definitely take your doubts on that. We have an item here, Twitter and Mastodon, and Research for Internet Policy Partnerships. I don't see, I saw a hand up, but not anymore. Anyway, if you want, just raise your hand or put here on the chat that you want to talk. We do not have the Mastodon folks here with us today or the Research and Internet Policy Partnerships. But we can – oh, okay. So Viviane is joining the call soon. So the ideas for Mentor – Stephanie gave you good ideas there. I want to know. So we have a second round of buddy program coming. I want to know who else would like to volunteer to mentor some newcomers, and what do you expect? What can we do better in the second round of buddy pilot program and in mentoring in general? Hi, Viviane, I see you. And so let's just close this mentoring thing. What can we do better in mentoring? Anyone has any thoughts? Okay, we already see two folks interesting, policy writing. The certificate was good. Thank you, Claudio. Claudio is volunteering to be a buddy. We had other volunteers to be buddies as well. And anyone who has more than 6 months, thank you, Tato, for volunteering too. Anyone who has more than 6 months in NCUC can be a buddy. If you have less than 6 months at NCUC, if you are a candidate member, that means you just filled the form, you can keep an eye open for a mentor. So a mentor is either someone very experienced, or you can keep your eye open for a buddy, so a colleague to help you interact in NCUC, okay? So we will put the call, as Marianne is saying, we will put the call for buddies soon. So if you want to help people engage in NCC, put yourself up for buddy. So that doesn't mean that you have all the answers. That just means that you are a colleague to a newcomer, and you can discover together the working groups and so on. I see Bruna's hand is up. Bruna?
Good morning, everyone. This is Bruno for the record. A quick mention that during my turn for the Buddy Mentor Program, I wasn't able to get in touch with my mentees. And when I got in touch with them, some of them even mentioned to me that they didn't know about the Buddy Mentor Program. So, but this was not a problem. So just a quick note on this. For this second round, we should try to frame it better within the time. Because if I'm not mistaken, we got the emails on the mentees and mentors during the San Juan meeting, so it was hectic all alone. And I'm sure, Renata, you're already framing it better with regards to time, so we have more time available to talk to our mentees prior to the meeting, and even though they are not attending, they will be able to do the follow-up from remotely. And, given that this is the second round, we have a better time to advertise about the program and tell people about it. Since it's been some discussions between the leadership, the NCC leadership, to hold it better together between the NCC mentorship and the NCC buddy program. So if you guys are interested on the program, both programs, start engaging with the NCC buddy mentor from now on, so this would be a better... We will have a better view on you, on your candidacies for the NCC fellowship, and we'll be able to work closely with you. So this was my short comment.
Thank you, Verona. That's a great comment, and I see more comments here from Tatsu. The Buddy program is critical as it enables one to have confidence in talking about ICANN and eases the process for engagement of newcomers and those who are kind of mentoring and helping them, the leads. So I'm just going to anticipate a few of the stuff here and then leave it to Viviani. Another way of learning, and which is very effective, which is learning collectively and finding consensus, are the cohorts. So we can have small groups that focus on one issue. Stephanie already gave an idea there of a privacy group. There are many people interested in privacy. The Slack, NCSG has a Slack platform that could be very good. And so some people here already have the experience of cohorts, like Adisa, Joy. Calling user number two, can you mute your mic when not speaking? Yeah. So we have our newcomers corner that Runa is sharing there. And on the, a public comments roundup and working groups roundup. These are just links that I'm going to send to you after the call. So we have a link for all the public comments that NCSG Policy Committee is working on and that you can contribute. Working groups roundup. GNSO has a list of all active working groups. So I'm also going to send it to you, and you can check. As Antonella said, she has a background in international relations. So there are the IGO-NGO working group, which deals with intergovernmental organizations like the UN. Aidan has shared as well his email if you want to be an NCSG Slack. Marin has just shared a link for the Buddy Pilot program. So we'll share all these links with you. And Ask NCSC is our Twitter program. So we have a Twitter interview as well for devs and all. And we'll be doing that the next week. I'll share more with you on the list. And now I would like to hear from Viviani. Viviani, sorry, I see Bruna, you still have your hand up. Is that an old hand? Or if you want to introduce Viviani as well.
Hi, everyone. This is Bruna. Was an old hand, but it's fine. Just a quick note on Viviani. Viviani is going to be a regional fellow on at the Panama meeting, and she's a very dear friend of mine. We have been working together, not necessarily together, but close up since 2016. She's one of the mentees of the Brazilian City Committee on Internet Youth Programs, and I'm not going to say anything else, just let Viviani introduce herself. Thank you.
Hi. Is anyone listening to me?
Fantastic. Go on.
Okay. First of all, I'm sorry because I was at traffic here in São Paulo and such, but I will now talk about the project that we are doing here in São Paulo with McKinsey and Earth University. First of all, oh, yeah. Are you listening right now, Bruma? It's okay? Okay, sorry. It was the mic. Okay. The idea is to build an Internet Governance Center here in the universities, McKinsey and UST. And the idea is we have two phases. The first, the phase one would be we capacitate these students, and the second one is for us create an environment where they can participate and give input in the projects that are going on at ICANN. I'm sorry.
Go on, Viviani. If you're not speaking, everyone, mute your mic. Go on, Viviani.
Okay, thank you. The idea is this project going on for 1 year.
The phase one would be 6 months. The second phase would be also 6 months. In the first phase, the idea is we, as ICANN and NCC and other constituencies, give a lot of lectures about ICANN and internet governance in general. And the second phase, when the students are more prepared to talk about these subjects, they know now what is internet governance, domain names, and etc. They will now give lessons to another students new at the project, and also will create articles and will receive like similar from this mentor program for ICANN. So we have a lot of projects inside this one that we are creating. The first of all is, how can I say, we are trying to create a big, big data library, a visual library with a lot of articles and projects that were done about internet governance here in Brazil. And with that, we are trying to reach and work with a lot of another study groups here in Brazil, like ITS, like IRIS, and another ones that we have. Second thing, we want to publish a book with the work of these students at the end, like they will create and build articles about internet governance. So the idea is we build that articles in a book every semester, because it will be an ongoing project for 1 year, but of course we will have to replace the students as I can prepare and finish the part in the project. And we are in this moment trying to organize actions, but we are receiving the help of Renato Leite. He's a professor in NCC member at McKinsey, and we also receive help of the new finish here in Brazil. So I'm representing the McKinsey as a student, and Marina is representing as a student. So we are all together trying right now to start this project as soon as possible at the next semester. And we are trying right now to view the project, and we have the plan to present you the project, give comments and inputs at ICANN 62 at Panama. At ICANN 63 at Barcelona, we have the idea to show how the project is going, because we want to initiate at, I don't know, August, I think. So at November, we would have, or actually at October, we would already have, how can I say, communications and things to show how we are going. And we want your opinion as the community. So the idea, the principal two ideas is to capacitate and create an environment of participation in the process of ICANN. That's the idea that we have with these students of these both universities. And after that, if this project is successful here in São Paulo, we are trying to do this in another region. I don't know, maybe at Brasilia or Paraíba, where me and Claudio, we have a good basis. So this is right now a pilot project, and we hope we have received the help of
just explaining to people that if they want to go through different universities and study internet governance, your project is one that is doing that, so that's pretty cool, Vivian.
Yeah, and the idea is you can create your own project at your own university. I think you only need a teacher and someone from ICANN that you can help, but the idea is that all the community build this project together, because these students can be the next Rockefellers can be the next NextGen as ICON, and we need all the help that we can. So with this environment of participation that we want to create, we want to help ICON to be better in, I don't know, build a better future at internet governance, I think of that.
Thanks, Viviani. That's really cool. So yeah, I was just one of the things in academia. So someone dropped. I hope we get them back soon. It's that we always need collaborators. So one good way to do that is learning about policy, which you can do in NCC, and collaborating in the public comments and in the working groups. And then you get to build things also in your academic career with others in other universities. So NCC already have a participant from many continents that are interested, who Zhu Heng from China, thank you Zhu, for being interested in that. And we also spoke a little bit about cohorts. So cohorts are just informal groups, and you can also try that experience. So doing an online study group outside of an academic structure, that would work too. And we are in the top of the hour, everyone. I am really sorry we jumped through some items, and I don't see Caleb here, so I guess Caleb couldn't join us. But I will ask a bit of patience to Maren for us to spend 5 more minutes more, and for everyone, if you guys have any questions or comments or want to leave a last message, our NCUC Policy Course alumni, our Buddy Pilot Program, our NCUC Course alumni, our ICONCCC mentees. Remember, next week we'll be on Twitter. Oh, Caleb is on the audio bridge. Caleb, would you like to speak a little about your group? Caleb, we can hear you. Let's try again. Yeah, I don't think we can hear Caleb. Caleb, jump in anytime if you can make your audio work. Thanks, Tomsling, for your participation too. We are already past the 46 people. Wow, fantastic. And keep inviting people to our NCC members call, as I said. This is a brainstorm for our past and future projects, and also for members who may be wanting to be more engaged. People who are not members yet, who may want to join in NCC, and people who are just looking to see how we work, and other organizations, other civil society organizations. We are open to collaboration. We have organizational members. You can be an organizational member if you are part of an organization. Organizational members also have the opportunity to participate on our fellowships. We have Roxanne here with us. Hey, Roxanne, who's going to LACNIC for ISOC, St. Vincent and Grenadines. So you can also reach out to the organizations that are part of NCUC. And everyone, please remember, it would be great to know about your projects, to hear more about what are the challenges you are feeling. Charlotte is telling us about DIGRA. The working group roundup info definitely would do. Yes, Digger is a great organization, and please, folks, let's do this exchange. Let's get to know each other, get to know each other's organizations, because we can also collaborate in one experience. So we are 5 minutes past the hour. I think we can wrap up now. Thank you very much, Marion, and everyone for staying 5 minutes more, and we'll share the recording and a few more links and hits on our list, and get ready for Ask and CC on Twitter in our next week project. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. Bob, you may stop the recording now and disconnect online. Thank you so much for your time today. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.